babies, this is Astral Dim here doing a quick podcast episode. Again, these are going to be quick. I'm supposed to be taking a break. I'm taking a half-assed break. I know the universe is going to be mad at me, and my ancestors and my guides are probably pissed off because I keep saying I'm going to take a break, and I refuse to take a break, and I know they are just tired of me. I know they are. Something's wrong with me, y'all. Somebody help this hoe. Somebody help this hoe right now. Jesus Christ. Okay, whatever. We're talking about Venus retrograde, okay? So Venus retrograde is going to be happening May 13th, 2020 at 2:45 a.m. ish. Kind of. Yes. That's what I'm thinking the time is. I'm getting different things from different places. Is annoying, but it's around 2:45 a.m. ish, okay? Tomorrow, May 13th, right? Of course, it's the Eastern Standard Time, so there's that. But yeah, that's what's going to be happening now. What's interesting is that this is happening at 21 degrees and 50 seconds. It's almost 22 degrees, so that's really interesting. It's probably best that it happened that way. Sorry. Because 22 degrees is the kill to be killed degree. And it's not literally killing unless there's some... Is this where it was? And I've seen it happen personally in my life. Not me, as in murdering, but I've seen things played out. All right, so... but you have to think about, like, the sign. And you have to think about planet. You know what I mean? You're not going to be killing anybody with your words. I mean, you can't kill someone with the words, like, figuratively, but not literally, you know? So, yeah. It's kill to be killed type of energy is kind of representative of... Because I know people have been going nuts about, oh, my God, this degree method, and really picking on people, and it's pissing me off. So, I'm just going to explain this. The kill to be killed degree came from the Serbian astrology degree method. This shit's accurate. I've tried other degree methods. It's not, okay? So, this is the most accurate degree method that I've known. And, you know, guys, I've been studying this shit since intensely since I was 14. All right, now with the 22 degrees shit, though, what it is kind of like, if you don't step up, it's very Saturn-esque, right? Which makes sense. 22 degrees is, you know, like a Capricorn degree. It's kind of like, if you don't stand up, something is going to take from you. It's how I describe Saturn returns, like, or Saturn major transits. If you don't take your authority and control, Saturn will restrict you until you do it and literally bully you into doing it. So that's what it's kind of, 22 degrees is kind of like Saturn return. Like you going through a Saturn return. It's that type of energy. And it's kind of funny too, because the sun's going to be at 22 degrees. So it's going to be a kill to be killed type of vibe anyway. But that's what's up though. That's what's going to be happening when things are in 22 degrees. It's kind of like, if you don't go ahead, push forward, take authority over this situation, which in this case, if you don't take authority over, you know, valuing yourself better in your communication and in your thoughts, you know what I mean? Then it's going to be a fucking issue. Like, someone's going to take that and value you how they want to value you. So, it's speaking of stepping up, okay? Now, sometimes kill to be killed can't be quite literal. You know, it can. But a lot of times, most of the time, a chunk of the time, it ain't. Okay? If you want more information, I suggest you guys to get Nikola Standovich. Books. He has a lot of examples of it playing out that way, and it's incredible, and it's something that you can't deny. Alright, so stop the fucking games, please, for the love of Christ, okay? And if you don't love Christ, for the love of whatever you love, the love of your grandmother, nigga. Alright. Alright, so anyways, see, I went off a tangent, but it's whatever. Venus is going to be retrograding in Gemini, right? 21 degrees. Now, we all know that Venus is all about, you know, things that you desire and how you obtain the things that you desire, right? And we all know that Venus is connected to both Libra and it's connected to Taurus energy. I feel like Taurus is more of the introverted side of Venus, while Libra is the more extroverted side. So the Taurian side of Venus is things like that you value. You know what I mean? Your values, literally, right? It represents, you know, your money, your material worth, but also your self-worth and your confidence and self-esteem. I always say this line to my clients, your self-worth is directly connected to your material worth. The reason why you have the material situation that you have now is because you feel like low-key that you're worthy of it deep down in your subconscious. Okay, and I'm not trying to get at anybody with this because I have this issue too. Okay, I have North Node in the second house. This is something I got to work with. So I'm saying off of experience and me digging deeper into this shit, your self-worth is directly connected to your material worth. You're not making enough. You feel like you're scratching and surviving good times. You know what I'm saying? That means that deep down in your subconscious, you feel like that's what you're worth. Okay, and it sucks because a lot of us are programmed in a way to make us feel like we're not worth shit when we are. And this is a beautiful time for you to reflect on that and to heal that shit. It really is, right? Real dope. So this can really help you reprogram yourself and get yourself ready. Plan some shit out so you can make some big money and value yourself more and have more confidence and self-esteem. Beautiful, right? But also there's the extroverted side of Venus, right? And the extroverted side of Venus is more Libra-based. And it's about relationships, romantic, business, just any important one-on-one relationship. You're going to be reflecting on you valuing yourself and communicating with them, those two. Or just not even necessarily just valuing yourself, but just, you know, and well, yeah, because valuing your words and shit, right? But it's kind of like, how can you be more harmonious and balanced in your communication with relationships? You know what I'm saying? How can you consider that a little bit more and consider others, but at the same time not forgetting yourself? Like, beautiful, real compromise. You know, you're going to be reflecting on these things. Now, what I've noticed with retrograde energy, y'all, is this. I've noticed, right, that if you don't actively try to reflect on these things and work on yourself, the universe will bring people in your life, bring scenarios within your life to force you to reflect on these things, okay? So I've mastered the whole retrograde shit, okay? Because I was remembering that every Mercury retrograde, right, with me, you know, every Mercury retrograde, an ex would come back and it would be pissing me off. Like, I'd be like, I don't want their energy around me. They're pissing me off. I'm annoyed. Get the hell away. Right? But, you know, I'm Aquarius dominant. I'm a Capricorn sun. And my second dominant sign, I think, is Capricorn too. Depending on which calculation that you use for dominant energy, right? And so I'm a detacher and represser of emotions at times. It's automatic. I can't control it. Like, I have to be very conscious to not repress and to not detach, okay? It's something deep within my subconscious that I need to figure out as well, right? So, back in those days, right, I used to, like, repress feelings, repress scenarios and situations that I don't like, and detach from them. I wasn't facing these situations and healing and dealing with them head on. And so that's why these scenarios and these exes and these people will come back to my life, so I could be forced to do that. I know it sounds crazy as someone that's a 12th houser, but I will reflect on other things. Like, I will reflect on things that are deep but detached, you know what I'm saying? Not things that are extremely personal and very emotional to me. You know, sometimes I would, but not all the time, you know? And so, you know, I was cautious of that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just face these emotions, face these situations, face these scenarios, and really figure out, why am I going through this? I think I just had like a breaking point and I was annoyed. I'm like, why do I keep going through the same thing over and over again, right? And so it was happening during the Mercury retrograde. I was like preparing myself for it, because I think the Mercury retrograde didn't happen at that time. I was preparing myself for it, right? And I was like, what can I do to fix this? And so I was just really just going through my life, figuring it out, blah, 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 right? And I noticed throughout that whole Mercury retrograde, an ex didn't pop up, a situation didn't pop up. It was just, it was extremely internal, which is what retrograde is supposed to be, right? And I was like, whoa, this is some cool shit. Like, all right. I was like, I think I caught on to something. So I remember I told my soul tribe, like, what happened. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try the next Mercury retrograde. I did it, and it happened again. And so if you don't want the exes to come back, if you don't want to deal with an external situation affecting you and causing you pain and causing you to have to reflect on these things, actively work on it. Actively reflect. Actively be introspective when it comes to how you value yourself and how you communicate that. Actively, you know, reflect and heal and face how you communicate in relationships, how your mind brings balance and harmony in your life. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that this can balance. This can work out, you know? Like, say, like, you like me, right? Haven't been in a relationship in years, right? So I'm like, I don't know who I could be thinking about and talking to. I've healed a lot of the relationship stuff that I've dealt with. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's go a layer deeper. Or even, like, you could say, like, well, yeah, I'll say a layer deeper. Let's go a layer deeper, right? Gemini's not all about just talking. Communications is many form of communication. It could be even telepathic. It could be your thought process and how you think, right? And Venus is all about balance and harmony too. So think about, like, how am I thinking more positively so I can have balance in my life? Am I valuing the thoughts that I have in my head? You know what I mean? Like, there's many ways to go about this because Venus is so multifaceted, more so than other planets that just rule one planet, one sign, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Gemini, again, is just that general energy of not just talking, but thinking. You know, Gemini is also connected to siblings. So this is called, can connect with when you reflect on your relationship with your siblings and healing that. You know what I mean? Gemini is also connected to writing, connected to your community, you know? So softening that energy, balancing that energy, adding value to that energy, beautifying that energy. You know, this is a lot of things here that you can focus on and heal, okay? But whatever that comes up, face it. When it comes to valuing yourself, valuing your words, relationships, and when it comes to thoughts and communication, you know what I mean? Face it so you can deal with it head on. This is a good time to heal. And the beautiful thing about retrograde energy is that everybody's going through it in one way or another. They're going through it in different ways and all that shit. But everybody's going through this whole idea of reflecting on, you know, Venusian things. Even reflecting on, like, past art that they did if you're an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets that deep. Reflecting on how you handle money. You know what I mean? Reflecting on how you detail your money and your finances. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different ways in which you can see this, but, you know, don't run away from it. That's my whole thing. Don't run away from it. And value yourself more. Realize that your words and your thoughts can really, you know, give you the things that you desire in life, whether they're physical, financial, tangible, relationship-wise, whatever, you know? Please understand that. Okay? And, you know, 21 degrees is a Sag degree. So, you know, I definitely suggest you guys to, you know, you can't travel, unfortunately, but travel in the mind, baby. Look, read different books, get into different philosophies, beliefs, ideas, cultures that can give you a different perspective on valuing yourself and valuing relationships in your life and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Explore. I think it'll serve you guys well. You know, I really do. I think it will serve you guys really well. So definitely consider that, okay? So, let me see. Just make sure I get this shit right. up until June 25th, 2020, at 2:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? And Venus would be at 5 degrees. So, you know, what's interesting about, like, retrograde energy and, like, energy starting at one part of the sign but not the other part of the sign and blah, 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 right? Is that, you know, each sign is broken up into decans. Each degrees means something, you know what I mean? And so you notice how this is going from 21 all the way back into 5 degrees, Gemini. So we're going back and reflecting on that section of Gemini. And we're reflecting back on completely almost all of, actually, the second decan of Gemini, as well as half of the first decan of Gemini. And so we really have to look deeper into the Venusian decan and half of the Mercurial decan of Gemini. The Mercurial decan of Gemini is all about thinking things through, being detailed, looking into the specifics of things and really working on the self-mastery on the detailed point of it. You know what I mean? The detail side of it. While the Venusian decan of Gemini is kind of where Gemini energy gets its flavors, charisma. This is why everyone likes Geminis, but then get mad when they, like, run away. You know what I mean? The runaway part's more the Uranian part of Gemini, the third decan. But this is what makes people love Gemini so much. The relatability, the charismatic energy, and stuff like that. And so, but when it comes to the second decan of Gemini, though, it's the Venusian decan, and the Venusian decan is connected to Libra energy, low-key. And so it's kind of like, how are you relating with others? Is going to be very, very important during this retrograde energy, whether if you are focusing on the Taurian side of Venus or the Libra side of Venus. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind. I always say that the decans really show the progression of the sign like a motherfucker. It really does. And it's really, really cool when you see it that way. When it comes to Gemini energy, I feel like that, like, you know, Gemini is all about communicating something and the thoughts. And so when Gemini first comes into the scene, the first decan, which is Mercurial, before they connect with something, they look at it in and out. They look at all the details. They think about it. They communicate about it. They really try to scan through the details and understand something fully before they start connecting to it. Then after that, a Gemini, represented by the second decan, then relates to people and connects to people and vibes with people really well and communicate the things that they've learned and all of that, right? But then afterwards, third decan, which is ruled by Uranus, they connect with bigger thoughts of the situation, more unconventional thoughts of the situation, really dig deeper into, like, the complexity of it. Think bigger, and even apply their own energy into it, where they can switch it up a little bit and make it a little bit different and use their perspective, which could be, like, wild and unique and unconventional. You know what I mean? And that's how Gemini just span through thoughts, span through situations. And so, you know, I just wanted to add that little piece in there. But, you know, when you think about that, guys, when you think about a sign, think about the progression of the decans and the progression of the sign. It really can help you understand the energy a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, during this Venus retrograde, though, we're reflecting and being introspective when it comes to your value and how you are in relationships and how you communicate and think about these things. Why do you think this way? Why do you communicate this way? Why do you react this way when it comes to money, when it comes to your value, when it comes to relationships? Is it healthy? Is it good? It's always need to improve if you're on Earth. You know what I mean? And no one's perfect at anything. So you're going to need to improve one way or another. How can you fix and heal it so you can become a better person? You know what I'm saying? So that's what this Venus retrograde energy is going to be all about, okay?
And after Venus retrograde, it's going to be cool. It's at like a 5 degree Gemini. That's going to be lit. 5 degrees fun. It's the attractive degree. It's the fun degree. You know, everyone's going to be all enjoying themselves or whatever. Come on. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be cool. I'm going to like it. It's going to be nice. But yeah, like, keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. Also, keep in mind too, starting anything at this time, when, you know, it may not give you the best value after the Venus energy is direct again. You know what I mean? So when people say things like, be careful for exes coming back, be careful from starting things, it's very similar to Mercury energy, you know. Mercury retrograde energy. You don't want to start anything during Mercury retrograde, because you may not, there might be details that you missed. There might be miscommunications. You might miss a step, blah, blah, blah. Say with Venus retrograde, you may not understand the value of things. You may buy into something and it doesn't really work. You know, you may start a relationship again or rehash relationship, and, you know, it's kind of like there's things that are not being said, because again, retrograde energy is very internal, and so a lot of times shit is just not said, or you're so enthralled in the situation that you totally miss it. You know what I mean? And so when people say things like that, you have to keep that in mind, that this, you know, this is retrograde energy, y'all. Like, on, like, don't be stupid, please, okay? God, I'm sorry, but some of y'all be just, I'm not even gonna go there. Anyways, so yeah, anyways, let's look at the aspects, and I'm gonna cut this shit off, okay? Because I'm getting annoyed already. See, you see how Venus retrograde is treating me, y'all? I'm getting annoyed already. I'm already seeing shit that I'm pissed off and annoyed about. This is what I get for not taking the break that I was supposed to take. Anyways, Venus retrograde, like, what I like to do, like, of course it's important for you to like look at the aspects being made to Venus retrograde, all over, you know what I mean, throughout the whole experience. But you should look at the chart of Venus retrograde when it starts. You know what I mean? Like, how your birth chart says a lot about you. You know, the birth chart of the Venus retrograde will explain a lot about the situation. Okay? And so, let's take a look at the aspects being made here. First one I see, Venus is in conjunct Pluto, so there definitely is going to be some misunderstandings and some power plays happening here. Venus Pluto, it reminds me of Venus Pluto sinistry readings, child. Oh my goodness. Venus Pluto sinistry aspects is interesting, because it's kind of like this is one person who's like charismatic, lovely, like having fun and like the finer things, and they're almost like a fairy where they kind of like, over here, now I'm over here, now I'm doing this, I'm having fun, blah, blah, blah. While the Pluto energy is kind of like, wow, you're being a little all over the place, a little too flirty, you're having too much fun, beautifying yourself a lot. I want to control that. That's Pluto Venus if it's like harshly aspected, right? And so that's where the power play acts up there. And so I feel like they're like low-key in this situation. There's going to be some instances in which there's a lot of power plays. But the funny thing about it is that Venus is retrograde, Pluto was retrograde. And so with that, you know, it's internal. And so it's going to be like a lot of like passive aggressive shit of someone trying to gain their power back. And people are trying to gain power within the certain relationships that they have. And it's going to be quite petty. All right. So, and it's all due to a misunderstanding, though. That's what in conjunctions represent. Like, just misunderstandings. Like, you're not getting each other. You know what I mean? Like, Pluto and Capricorn, you know, you're trying to empower yourself through authority and control and through status. You're trying to transform authority and control within your life so you can have more independence, while Venus is all about value and communication. value in your thoughts. And it's kind of like, okay, cute, but there's bigger fish to fry. That's how Pluto feels. Like, okay, cute, but there's bigger fish to fry. Not realizing, though, that communication is important and it can actually help you. You know what I mean? But I think with the issue between Pluto and Capricorn and Venus and Gemini, honestly, is that, you know, Venus and Gemini is still trying to run through and think about things that they actually value enough that they want to stick by and initiate and push forward. You know what I mean? And so they're thinking like they're liking this, they're liking that, they're desiring this, they're desiring that, they value this, they value that, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here, while Pluto's kind of like, can you make a decision already, motherfucker? God damn. Can we transform this shit? And so that's where the disagreements is. But I feel like over this period, though, a lot of power plays will be had, very passive aggressive, very petty, you know, and it is going to cause a lot of frustration towards the end of the retrograde season. You're going to just be noticing the little bits of passive aggressive energy now, and then by like June you're going to be really, really annoyed. What it does is supposed to like push you to communicate more, but not only just communicate, but communicate in a very harmonic balanced way, where you are expressing how you value yourself and value, you know, the person that you're communicating with, and how there doesn't need to be any power plays. How about we transform this thing? Sorry, y'all. I was interrupted. But anyways, I don't know what I was saying, but, you know, basically there's going to be some miscommunication and misunderstanding of, you know, the value of your words versus, you know, the power, the transformation of certain authorities and control, basically. You may not feel that your thoughts and your words are valuable to the transformation of authority, transformation of status, or it could be vice versa, that no, I'm valuing, you know, my words that I have a little bit more, and then this transformation. So, but regardless, it's just this miscommunication, basically, and things are not lining up appropriately, you know. So yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm really distracted because my flow's fucked up. The flow's fucked up, but it's whatever. Okay, let's keep it going. Looking at this. Oh, this is interesting. Venus is going to be squaring Neptune. That sucks. So this is basically screaming that I don't know what I really value. I don't know what I want. So it's hard for me to speak on it because I just I'm not quite sure. There may be some delusions on what you really want. If you really want this relationship, if you really want this job, this, how do you make this money? If you really want certain things, and it's just speaking on self-doubt of yourself. You know what I mean? It's just speaking of you doubting yourself, you doubting your mind, you doubting your words, you doubting your value, and you being kind of deluded of what your value is and what importance you actually hold. And so it can be a bit tricky. It really can. Just know that you're not alone. A lot of people are going through this right now. And this is the time, again, for you to reflect on these things and to figure out, why am I doubting myself too much? What about me is causing this? Like, how can I heal and reprogram myself to value, you know, my words, to value the relationships that I have, to speak up when necessary, to value my thoughts? Like, how can I fix this? You know what I mean? So I can value these things more. All right. And then what else is aspected? I think that's it, y'all. I mean, Venus is semi-sextile. The sun, that's kind of like a in conjunction a little bit, but it's semi-sextiles are better because at least they're of the same season, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, you know what this semi-sextile represents and reminds me of and represents to me? It reminds me of the progression of the Hierophant to the Lovers, right? You know, the Hierophant's represented by Taurus and the Lovers is represented by Gemini, right? It reminds me of that. I'll explain it and hopefully you'll get what I mean by that. But let me try to close this door a bit, because everyone's loud, I'm annoyed, and I think this Venus retrograde's like really bothering me because I'm having a Venus perfection year if we were to use whole sign charts, and it's I want to strangle people. Yeah, so you know, that means I have more things to work on, you know, when it comes to this retrograde. So that's cool, I guess. But anyways, you know, it reminds me of this because, like, okay, the Hierophant card, you know, the Hierophant, or it's the High Priest, right? It's kind of like this, it has masculine vibes, even though Taurus is a more feminine sign. And it's like, you know, and it represents indoctrination, tradition, things that you've always done, things that is like deeply rooted into who you are, your people, your the collective, and things that are just very, very stable, very, very secure. You know what I mean? And that's the vibe of the collective. That's how the collective is moving now. The collective wants to do things that we've been doing for a while, wants to keep it going. You know what I mean? Again, to kind of connect it to COVID. The collective's kind of like, can we go back to work now? Even though they know, like, the shit before COVID was really, really whack and this is a great time to make changes. They're like, can we go back to work now? I'm gonna go out. I'm fine. So it's kind of like that. Like, things that you've been doing for a long time that's deep within your tradition, deep within what you've been doing all this time. Like, it's a habit now. It's ingrained in you. You're programmed to do this and react this way and take these actions. So that's what you've been doing. And that's kind of the vibe of the sun being in Taurus. Now, this is crazy, though, because the sun is at 22 degrees Taurus. You know, it's the killed or be killed energy that I was describing before. And so it's kind of like, you know, if you don't express, people feel if they don't express stability and security within their life, then that stability and security is going to be taken. Now, realizing that, you know, your stability and security is not based off of, you know, what other people give you. You make, you know, you have more control of your stability and security than you think. And I know a lot of people may be saying, like, well, you know, I can't control to have a certain type of job and a certain type of pay because they pay me and blah, blah, blah. But if you kind of program yourself to be more abundant and not be a lack mentality, then yes, you can. I've seen it happen. It's just that it sucks because a lot of people are born into a lack mentality. And so, yes, then that case, yes, they do have control over your life. But they don't got to. You know, they don't have to. So yeah, there's that, right? This whole Hierophant card is very Taurian. It's tradition, it's stability, it's the things that you've always been doing, and it's really stable and secure, and you ain't going to move it, right? But then the Lover's card, right? The Lover's card is kind of two people, represents relationships, and blah, 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 all that cute shit. But the Lover's card's a little bit deeper than just relationships and love, right? The Lover's card is you reviewing your own values, your belief system, the things that you've been indoctrinated for, right? Because again, you know, I think the Hierophant's 5 and the Lovers is 6, right? So it's the progression. And it's kind of like you reviewing these things and saying, does this serve me? Like, what about my thoughts and how I feel about this? Like, I don't know if this is matching what I believe. Like, I don't know if I should really value this, if I should focus on that. Like, what about my input? And when I think about the Lover's card, I think about how this phrase that my ex used to say that I just took and stole from him. He would say, salvation is personal, right? Of course, he's not the first person to say that, but this shit's so real. Salvation is personal. You have to have some type of input into your belief system, and you know, you're supposed to have a relationship with God. It's not supposed to be through a third party system or through anything else. You're supposed to have a relationship with God, the universe, and all of that. And your input and what you feel and your perspective is just as important as anybody and anything else's, right? And so with that energy, it's kind of like, okay, I know tradition and I know the things that we've been doing is important, and that's what the collective is expressing now. That's how we're expressing ourselves. That's how we are reacting to things. That's our cautious actions is right now is strongly built on creating stability and security within ourselves and doing the same things that we've been doing all along, right? But you're desiring something different. You desire to look back and be like, okay, but look at this though. This probably don't serve us like it should. You know what I'm saying? You value self-mastery. Self-mastery is not just blindly following things because that's what everyone does. Self-mastery is looking deep within and making your own value system and your own, figure out your own beliefs. You know what I'm saying? And so, with that energy, with that semi-sextile energy, it kind of speaks of the yes, it's important and we should take, you know, at the moment, cautious actions on stability and security. But stability and security doesn't necessarily mean the things that we did back before. Even if it doesn't serve you, you can create your own stability and security. Stability and security doesn't have to be tradition. You know, you can add your own input in there too. And that's what the lover's card is trying to say. And that's what Venus and Gemini want you to, retrograde, want you to think about. What about your thoughts? What about your communication? Why aren't you valuing that? And you're valuing just things that we've been doing traditionally just because. You know what I mean? Value, you know, what you're thinking and what your perspective is too. You know what I'm saying? Value your own thoughts, man. But yeah, that's what I got for y'all hoes. I think I'm done now because I'm like, this is like a weird recording and I'm tired. And I know it's only like not even 12 o'clock my time, but motherfucker, I'm tired and I'm done with this shit. But I hope this was helpful. Venus retrograde is happening, you know, for 43 days, so a little bit more than a month. Again, May 13th to June 25th. In Gemini, through the whole way through. Venus retrograde energy happens every other year or every 18 months, right? And so it ain't gonna happen again until 2022 probably. So take advantage of the situation, shit, okay? I hope this was helpful, guys. Let me know if you have any questions or anything. I'll be glad to help and serve. And also, I'm trying to have a Venus retrograde candle service for tips. If you're interested, go into my Instagram. It's the_astrodim, the_astrodim. If you want to be down, you can check out there. Okay? Hope that's helpful, booze. Bye.